The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, welcome along to William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast for Sunday's edition. We have three cards in store on Sunday, with the action coming from York, Fontwell, while over in Ireland we have action from Dundalk. Remember that Racing Radio will have all of that covered from 1:20pm with Darren Owen, John Budden and James Millman offering their betting insights on all of the action. But to look ahead to four races from the card at York, it's myself, Michael Wood, and Gary Capel. Good afternoon, Gary. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Mike, yourself?
I'm very well. I'm looking forward to the St. Ledger, which, of course, is getting ever closer. In terms of St. Ledger, Gary, have you had any look at it? Have you got any early thoughts on it?
Well, I think I did this. I discussed this on the podcast a couple of weeks ago. I just think Idaho, having won that race at York, the way he was going through the line, it's just going to be very difficult to beat. We discussed a couple of the others on the podcast afterwards, and Red Verdon is the obvious sort of danger for me. But you know, he's had a lot of hard races, whereas Idaho obviously hasn't had as much travelling to do. He obviously hasn't had as many tough races, and he's going to go there a little bit fresher. And the way he ran through the line in the voltage, you'd have to say the step up into his own are going to help him. So I thought he was difficult to really oppose, to be perfectly honest. I thought quite a lot of the others were all much of a muchness. There will be probably something. I mean, we'll look at the ground close to the time. I think the ground's going to be quite quick. I know it's raining as we speak, but if you look for the forecast for next week, I think it is quite favourable every day. So it's going to be quite a nice few days at Doncaster. I think 22, 23 degrees and sunshine. So I think the ground will end up drying out. But I think Idaho will be tough to beat. But with regards to the other days, there's some obviously decent racing to look forward to on the Wednesday, Thursday, and indeed Friday nowadays as well. So, and we've got obviously the Ledger Legends on the Wednesday to look forward to. And some decent handicaps, and of course Frank Allwood on this card a few years ago as well. I think that race that he won might have actually been uplifted now to maybe even listed status. I'm not just sure, to be perfectly honest, but either way, I'm sure we'll see some decent horses in action.
Indeed, and just a quick news piece to speak about the St. Ledger. James Doyle has been handed the ride on Red Verdon, so do you think that increases his chances of landing a first British Classic?
Possibly. He's had plenty of different riders, hasn't he, this horse, throughout the course of the season. Especially the Sousa's obviously ridden him a couple of times as well, and there's been a few others that have ridden him too, so isn't a negative, let's put it that way.
Indeed. Well, let's move on to the four races at York that we're going to be previewing on this podcast, and the first one that we're going to be looking at is the 240 at York. It's the Barker's Garage Stakes. It's a handicap of a 1 mile, 2 furlongs and 88 yards. 20 runners in the field here, Gary, so a big field to choose from. What's caught the eye?
Well, the eye is obviously immediately drawn to Elbow, who's got a £6 penalty to carry for his victory from Hamilton last time out. Obviously, he won this corresponding race last year. Off a mark of 76. Obviously, he's a little bit high with the penalty, but he still looks fairly treated on bits and pieces of his old form. Comes into the race in good form. Purple Rock won at Doncaster last time out, drawn towards the inside. Another one you have to consider. Likewise, a little bit further down the weights, Framley Garth, Paul Amir, despite the draw, must have some sort of chance, and that gets on well with this horse. And likewise, two others down at the bottom. Jim Crowley is an interesting jockey booking for Green Howard, who's steadily dropping down the weights. Aldous Storr was second last time out at Hamilton. The one I'm going to take a chance on to hopefully dominate from the front, though, is Three Wheel, who won at Pontefract earlier on in the season. Likes to make the running, obviously well drawn for that. Wasn't beaten far at Nottingham last time out. As I say, well drawn here. Likely to go from the front. So he is the selection in the 240.
So free wheel, the one that interests Gary in the 240 at York. So we're on to the second race of our preview, looking at the four races at York on Sunday, and it's the 310. It's one that particularly catches the eye. It's a listed race. It's the Garraby Stakes at 310. It's a class one event over at 6 furlongs, 9 runners in the field to choose from. What would be your best bets here, Gary?
I think I would go to take a chance on one. George Dryden got a little bit defined at the figures. Likes it here, though. Was fifth in the Great St Wilfrid when last seen. If we can reproduce that form, I think we'll go very close here. Obviously, the eye is always drawn, really, to the Appleby runner, Dan Zeno, who was third in the Champion Sprint last year in October. Third in the Duke of York Stakes earlier on in the season. Well beaten in the Nunthorpe. Obviously, this is a lot easier. Going back up in ship, the 6 furlongs will help as well. But doesn't win very often. I still think there's a little bit of a quirk in the horse. So, with that in mind, Lord of the Land and Clear Springer, obviously, interesting runner as well, particularly Lord of the Land, who's used to be obviously trained by Andre Farb. A good winner for him a few years ago, but ran okay at Deauville over 6 furlongs in a Group 3 contest just last week, actually. But all things considered, George Dryden probably represents the best value, so he is the pick in the 310.
So George Dryden, the one that appeals to Gary in the 310 at York. Let's move on to the 410 at York. It's a handicap over 2 miles and 88 yards. It's a Class 4 event with 13 runners in the field. What appeals here?
Good race, this. Swashbuckle has won twice at Foss Lass. Stayed on strongly last time, goes up in trip but will suit. Cotillion is very well treated on bits and pieces of his old form. Arrow Town has finished second the last twice, including at Beverley last time out. Brittleton won at Doncaster last time out. Sylvester D'Souza's booked to ride that, obviously interesting. Odeon well treated on bits and pieces of his old form. Touched the Sky won a couple of times earlier on in the year. Another one that steps up in trip, which will help. But I'm going to go for the John Joe O'Neill trained runner, Kelvin Grove. Adam McNamara taking a very handy £5 off this one's back. A bit unlucky in the run last time out at Chester. Jockey forgot to weigh in that day, so we've got the squalify. That's why you see the D next to his name. Fair dual purpose horse, this fella. The odds jumpers have been in fair form. So I want to go for Kelvin Grove in what is a very open contest at 410.
So Kelvin Grove, the one that offers the most appeal in the 410 at York. Let's move on to the final race of our preview, looking at the four races at York on Sunday. The final race we're going to be looking at is the 440. It's the Hanson Spring Stakes. It's a handicap over 6 furlongs with 10 runners to choose from. What do you like here, Gary?
Good race, this. Belle Desert's going for the hat-trick, having won her last two. Won at Nottingham last time out. It's gone up £8 in the weights, though, for that success. That Flying Pursuit was a winner at Ripon back in June. Finished second at Ascot last time out. Good bit of form. Giving weight away all round, though, won't be easy. East Street Revue is another horse that's been in fair form. Winning last time out. Been very consistent, actually, that one. Silhouette has been sold since last running. I think you're watching brief for her. Lady Clare won last time out at Chester. Came a bit out of nowhere, really, if you go back and look at the other bits and pieces of form. And that Paddy Power, when he ran in the good race at Newmarket 3 weeks ago, I'm not giving up on him just yet, but I want to see a bit more before I get involved. So I'll go for Lawton, the Kevin Ryan runner. Wasn't beaten far at Chester a few runs ago, won at Goodwood in July, and was actually fifth behind East Street Review last time out. But I think on better terms, Lawton can probably reverse that form. So I'll go for the Kevin Ryan runner in the 440, Lawton.
So Lawton, the one that Gary likes for the 440 at York. Well, Gary, as always, thank you for your thoughts on Sunday's action. Can
Pleasure.
You recap your selections, please?
Yep, in the 240 at York, 3 wheel, in the 310, George Dryden, in the 410, Kelvin Grove, and in the 440, Lawton.
Great stuff. Well, remember that Racing Radio will have all of Sunday's action covered from 1:20 p.m. with Darren Owen, John Budden and James Millman offering their betting insights on all of the action. So remember to tune into Racing Radio from 1:20 p.m.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.